So we're to our fourth Shir HaMukzeh, and what B'Siyata D'Shmaya we're going to do today is the halachos of Tiltul Bershus and Shelo Bershus. Then we'll discuss the small, maybe Rav Shefter would use the term cheerful topic in regards to Tefillin. And then we'll spend time going through the Gidrei Dinei Kli. You know, as Rutorsky says, every sugi has its own dynamic. So last sugi was a geshmak, a lumdish sugi, where you have a lot of things that are connected. Here are more random things that we need to just get to the bottom of. Less thematic issues and more going through, at least particularly when I'm referring to Gidrei Dinei Kli, there are a lot of technical things that need to be worked out. The kach halacha. Sometimes the halacha takes you to a very conceptual place, and sometimes the halacha takes you to a technical place. Okay. In Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Yud Gimel and Shin Ches, so Mishnah Berurah raises the following phenomenon, and that is that the halacha tells us that once you're allowed to be metaltel, you're allowed to take the item letzarach gufo, letzarach makomo, where you want. So let's go through the whole Mishnah Berurah, and then he discusses what happens if you picked it up inappropriately. You weren't supposed to pick it up. You're allowed to take it where you would like. Even if you erred, you forgot, and you took something. Let's say klishim lachdol iser, and you weren't supposed to take it. Because you weren't taking it letzarach gufo mekomo, so you could still then take it where you want. There are achronim who point out that the Magen Avram would be correct only if we're talking about a kli shemlachdol iser. But if it's mukza machmas gufo, so then in such a case you got to drop it immediately. In Mirtz Hashem, in 10 minutes, I hope we'll see in the Gra what the omek of that svar will be. And we're about to quote another Gra. Then he continues, Kagon Mosavon Kiyotzevet. Ubeber Agra Le'il, Simen Reish Samachvav Sif Yud Beis. I hope you have the Shulchan Aruch with Reish Samachvav. Some of the viewers only starts in the shins. So if you only have a Shulchan Aruch in the shins, get ready to look on with somebody else. In the Ber Agra, Reish Samachvav, Cholek Al Mag Avram. He disagrees with the Mag Avram. The only time you're allowed to take the item where you want is if you start moving it birishus. But if you did it beisr, so then in such a case, you need to drop it immediately. Says the Gra over there, let's take a look at it. We're going to go through that Gra. The Gra in Reish Samach Vav says that the Chazal have an expression, that somebody who has shum, has garlic, is he going to put more garlic on himself? In other words, if he's smelling bad, he's going to make himself smell worse. So he started be'isser, so he's allowed to continue the isser. The Gra says, how could it be? The halacha would be that you have to put it down. What's the context over there? So if you take a look in Reish Samach Vav Yud Beis, if you don't have a Gra over there, at least in your Mishnah Berurah to follow along in the Ramah, the Ramah discusses the following case. Misha Shacha Kiso Olav B'Shabbos. Someone forgot, and he should have checked his pockets before Shabbos, but he didn't check his pockets before Shabbos. Imu bebeisai, yochal leilech imoy lecheder lahatir chagurav, lipo shem latznia. He's allowed to continue on, and to allow the money to fall out. V'imu beshuk, but if he's in the marketplace, asa lavir lebeisai. Then he can't take it to his house, rak matir chagurav beshuk, because he's carrying, he can't be machnis it into his house. Comes along the Gra, and he comments on this Shita. He says, the Gemara says, on Mem Gimel Amin Aleph, that the Tzarech L'Mekomo, if you took the item of Tzarech L'Mekomo, that since it's Kvar B'yado, Yochala Alichal Kol Makom Shiyirtze, then it's going to be Mutter. Ve'em Mishom Isur Tiltol. Avalin era says the Gra that he disagrees with the Ramah. We're going to have a double machlokus between the Gra and the Ramah. Desham haschalas hatiltul hu beheter. V'kol hatiltul hu beheter. He began the tiltul entirely beheter. Ma she'en ken ka, she be'isser hu. He should have checked his pockets beforehand. Umishachol shom v'recho nodef. He's going to eat more shum to make himself worse. So the Gra holds that in such a case, it's going to be usher. He needs to drop it immediately. And the Gra points out that seems to be a Gemara on Shabbos on Lamed Hay. The Gemara says that they used to wait to be Mekabel Shabbos for the person to blow the shofar, so that to announce Shabbos is coming, because if he was holding the shofar, then he would have a problem. So the Magen Avraham himself in Sif Katan Yud Tes says, explains the heter of the Ramah, and he says, Kiyun shu biyadu yachal nichol b'kal makom shiir tzev etzarech yun. He asks, he himself, the Magen Avraham asks from this Gemara, Shetzvichu lahantin l'kabel Shabbos ad shiyatzniha tokeyar shofar. But if, according to the heter that says that once you have in your hand, you're allowed to do what you want with it, so then there was no problem. It says among Avram, it didn't look Shabbistic. It's better, it's not a problem on Pi Alacha, but it didn't look Shabbistic that everybody else was Mekabel Shabbos and he was carrying the shofar. Says the Grah, no. The problem is that you if the only time you have the heter is to continue on is when you picked it up a heter. But if you didn't pick it up a heter, so then in such a case, it's going to be usher. So this is machlokus number one between the Gra and the Magen Avraham. There are different ways to lumdasize the machlokus. What exactly is the nekudas ha-machlokus? I'll leave that for you to do yourselves. But this is machlokus number one in regards to being metaltel something when you don't need it anymore. So again, when you begin beheter, so then in such a case, if it's a klisha malach tel iser, so then you're allowed to take it wherever you want. If you began be'isser, so when we're talking about a klisha malach tel iser, so says the Magen Avraham, no problem, you can continue on. In such a case, there's not going to be a problem. It sounds like the Magen Avraham, just one sentence, seems to be saying that the actual iser is only picking it up itself. Once you've picked it up, then there's nothing to talk about. Once it's in your hand, then you're allowed to finish off. But the Gra says, no, Misha Reicho B'Shum, he says that is going to be a problem. Those are the above issues. Now, this debate between the Gra and all the other Achronim continues in your booklet in Hilchos Mila, in a fascinating Halach L'maisa Shaila that comes up pretty often. Every Moel, you'll ask, has their sheet of what they do about the following problem. In Simon Reish Samach Vav, interestingly, Reish Samach Vav, Xer Shava, there's the two most important Gras, probably in all of Hilchos Motza, don't appear in Hilchos Motza, leave it to the Gras. There's a precedent for Rav Shechter Shlita's style of giving shir. Sometimes he'll say a very, very important shir, an entirely different topic on that Masechta. So you find this in the Gras sometimes. Every once in a while, the Gras says the most important shir on a topic in a totally different place. So here you have the Gra in Reish Samach Vav in Hilchos Shabbos, and the Gra in Reish Samach Vav in Yoredeya talks about also the most important, in my opinion, the most important Gra in all of Hilchos Muktzah. So there, what's going on? There we're talking about Mila on Shabbos. So of course, the Torah Kedoshah says that Ubayoyim Hashmini Yimol B'Sar Alosai, Hashmini is coming to tell us that you're supposed to do Mila on Shabbos. So obviously, even though we learned that Izemel Shel Mila is Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis, but nevertheless, there's the Torah says you could do Chabura, which is an Isser D'Oraisa on Shabbos. So clearly, there's no problem about picking up the Izemel to do the Mila. If you could do Chabura, then certainly you could be Metaltel. The big question is, okay, once you did the Mila, what happens afterwards? How are you allowed to be Metaltel? So just this two Shabbosim ago, one of my Talmidim made a bris, and the Mohel told me what he does is he does Tiltul Min Atzad. That what he does is that he has the Izemel put with other items, he puts it down with other items, and so he's not being Metaltel, only that the Mila knife itself. There are many, many poskim who say that it's mutter, and it to be metaltel afterwards, and to put it into a safe place. And that's based on the Ramah. The Ramah says in Reish Samach Vav Beis, Umutal etaltel izemel achar amia la'atzniyo b'chotzar me'urav, afal gav de'in etzarech lo'ev oedus u'shabbis, de'ho lo chukze b'in ha'shmashos, me'achar de'ho yitzarech lo'ev oedus u'shabbis, k'en yirali. So the Rama says it wasn't even muktza bein hashmashos, and there's no problem to be metalto. The Gra doesn't like this. Based on the Maharil, doesn't like this. So you take a look in the Be'er Gra Sif Katan Gimel. He writes Avo Maharil Kasav. The Miyad Achar Amila Yizro Kaizem Al Biyado. The Dark Emosha Kasav Shinir Lo Divrei Rabbeinu Yeruchim. And the Dark Emosha says it's true. The Maharil is Machmir, but there is a Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Vishtamitite Divrei Tosefta. But he says it's also Tosefta Yisham Nimfurish Kedivrei Maharil. Shebe Tosefta Sof Perik Beis the Sukkah. Harishon shel Chag Dius v'Shavus Kivan sheyatzel bo yidei chavaso also letaltelo. When it comes to the lulav, once you yotze, if it's Shabbos, so then in such a case you can't be metaltel it anymore. So the whole argument of the Ramah that it wasn't considered muktzah bein hashmashos, you see, when it comes to a lulav, is not correct. V'lo shayach kan ein muktzah. The be'emes muktzah. We have a rule, ein muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. So the Ramah might hold, ein muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. You are allowed to be metaltalit for some of the period of time, so therefore it's not muktzah rex of Shabbos. So says the Gra, no, that's not correct. We'll do this inside, Rabbi. So this is a beautiful, beautiful Gra. El shem mutter mishum tzarech mitzvah. No, it's not that the pshat that's not muktzah. It is muktzah. But you're allowed to be metaltalit mitzarech mitzvah. V'chein yisigu betaz. The gamma shikasa maril shin sarach lizrok miyado hadinimo, and this that the maril says that you have to put it down immediately, that's correct. And now he asks on himself. He says, but wait a second. I myself was moda in Reish Samach Vav in Arachayim that the halacha is that if you begin beheter, you're allowed to continue to be metalta. So why over here am I so machmir like the Maharil? Even I, says the Gra, who was machmir, that you have to drop it, was only when you began the tiltul be'isser. But over here you began the tiltul be'heter. So the Gra brings us back to our sif, shin chesiv gimel, kan osur. Over here, it's going to be asur. What's the difference? So Rabbi Elsa, listen to this geshmak agra. Skip a half a line. D'dafka b'kli shemalachtoi l'isur she'ena muktza shemutu l'talto l'tzarach gufo mekomo rak mecham l'tzel asur d'havi shelo l'tzarach. Says the gra, the only time it's going to be mutter to continue moving when you are metaltel beheter is if we're talking about a klisha melachta l'isser. If you took a klisha melachta l'isser and you're metaltel beheter, so then in such a case you're allowed to continue on. Tahave shelo l'tzarfa. Afil Rabbi Shimon de lesle muktza klal moda bezek kamosha kasa tosos sham de eina machmas muktza. So the Gra. We'll focus in a moment on that line. There's a deep idea the Gra is saying over here, but we'll pass on that for a moment. Over here, we're talking about the Yizemel that doesn't even have the Heter Letzarech Mekomo. So the Gra says the following chiluk. He says, when do we allow the Heter that once you started Beheter, then you could continue. That's only if we're talking about a klisha melachto l'isser. But if we're talking about muktza machmas chisar and kis, then it's different. What's the gross svara? So gross says like this. He says, beautiful. He says, klisha melachto l'isser is really not usser at all to be metalto l'tzarach gufo l'tzarach mekomo. There's no iser to be metaltel tzarach gufo l'tzarach mekomo. It's not even called an iser tiltel. There's no there. It's heter gomur, and he says it becomes like a klisha melachta leheter. It becomes like a klisha melachta leheter because a klisha melachta leheter you're allowed to move mechamel itself. So too klisha melachta leiser when you're moving tzarach gufo l'tzarach mekomo, it's heter gomur. The only iser is when it's not the tzarach gufo, it's not the tzarach mekomo, then it becomes like a klisha melachta leheter, which is aser shelo letzarach klal. But once it's a tzarach gufo, tzarach mikomo, it's mamish kli shemlach to leheter. So there's no iser tiltal. The whole din sounds like from when you began, picked up iser is recho nadif. So it's recho nadif, you have to drop it, some type of like gzeira. But otherwise, really the whole maisa heter. However, when it comes to Yizemel Shalmila, he says Yizemel Shalmila is different. Yizemel Shalmila is called Muktza. He says Muktza doesn't have any type of heter total. And he proves this idea. He says Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold a Muktza, but he still holds a Klisha Malachta L'Isser. So there is a din that there's a Gzeiras Tiltal that you have to do something L'Tzorech. Once you did it L'Tzorech, then you're allowed to finish Adasof L'Tzorech. But when we're talking about Izemel Shalmila is Mutza. If Izemel Shalmila is Mutza, so then in such a case, once you had the Dechuya, the Torah was Deiche Mutza, the Torah is Deiche for Mila, but after the Mila, then in such a case, you need to drop it. So Ada Yom HaZeh, by the way, the Nekudas HaKesef disagrees with the Gra, Ada Yom HaZeh, there are different Minhagim, there are different Hachraos, many, many rely on the simple Heter of the Ramah. This is the machlokas between the Gra and the Magen Avram and the Nekudas HaKesef. A double machlokas. Number one, the Gra limits our heter, even by Kli Shemlach Tal Isser, only if you picked it up a heter, A. B, the Gra says that it will not apply to Muktza Machmas Gufo or Muktza Machmas Lisar and Kis, even if you pick it up a heter, that's Duchuya. What emerges from this Gra is a couple pieces of lamdas. First of all, the first piece of lamdus that emerges from the Gra is the Gra clearly holds that the din of Muktza Machmas Chisar and Kis is not just a glorified Klisha Malachto L'Isser. We said over that Chacham Avadya Zatzal said that the din of Muktza Machmas Chisar and Kis only applies to Klisha Malachto L'Isser, and we were Masbir and Lamdus from Ben Sion Felt that we were Masbir that when it comes to what is Muktza Machmas Chisar and Kis? It's a Klisha Malachta L'Isser, just doesn't have the Heter Tzarek Gufa Tzarek Ukama. From the Gra, you see that the Gra clearly did not hold that way. Number two, the other thing we see from this Gra is a beautiful Svara of what the Heter Tzarek Gufa Tzarek Ukama is. He says that Klisha, maybe there are two Chidush, it's Achas Shein Shtayim, so let's make it three Chidushim. Number two, what I was about to say, I'll divide into two parts. Number two, the Gra says the entire gzeira of Klisha Malachta L'Isser is an entirely separate world from the din of Muktza, and that we saw already in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. It's an entirely separate world, and what it is that Isser to be metaltol shalol etzarach on Shabbos. It's not a din in the Cheftza. The Cheftza is not Muktza. It's a din in the Gavra that you can't be metaltol shalol etzarach. That's Chiddush number two. And Chiddush number three is once you say it's a din in the Gavra, so then we see that the heter of Letzarek Kufa, Letzarek Mekomo is not that it's Dechuya. It's Hutra. And our halacha in Shin Ches Gimel that says that you're allowed to take it anywhere you want is because the whole din is a din of Hutra. There's no Isser. Once you're doing a Maisa Heter of Tiltal, so then there's no Isser whatsoever. It's not the Pshat that it's according to the Gra, this is Chiddush number three. It's not the Pshat that Letzarek Gufo, Letzarek Mekomo, the halacha is that you're allowed to do the Isser of Tiltal because you need the place. In other words, they made one gzeira on top of another. There was an iser tiltal, but they said that we make another gzeira, bala hatira letzarek gufa letzarek mekomo. No, that's not the pshat. The pshat is that when it comes to the gzeiras tiltal, the whole gzeiras tiltal is tiltal shalol letzarek klal. The moment in which it's tzarek, for example, letzarek gufa letzarek mekomo, then there's no iser of tiltal whatsoever. So three lamda shechidushim that come out from this this Gra. Ellie, you were about to ask something before? Okay. Mitzuyan. Okay, that is a short topic, number one. Number two is the sugya of tefillin. So the sugya of tefillin we have in Se'if Dalet.
The Rabbanan Musa excluded the Izam al-Shamila?
I didn't hear what you said.
Is there no way that when the
Rabbanan
created the
Yisra Muktza, Pashtus not because we had it in Sif Aleph.
But then it's Aser.
Yeah. Right. Oh, no, you're saying it's just Shalol Letzarech. It's only Shalol Letzarech.
The Izemel Shemila is Asar on Shabbos because it's Miyuchad.
Right.
But it's not, but I'm saying is if, like when they created the Isser Muksa, it wouldn't make sense to include the Mila knife. So obviously, they had to exclude it when there's a bris.
So, well, of course, well, that's no Shiloh. The question is...
The question really could be if they also permitted you to take it home with you when they made the din. Meaning they like explicitly enabled you...
Right. But there's no indication of that. There's no real indication. If it was conspicuously left out, Izema Shel Mila, so maybe somebody could come along and say that, but it's part of the list.
And the halacha about Pikuach Nefesh, so you can go like in... that's like very relevant for the EMTs. You can go in an ambulance and you can go back, right?
Tiru Sofa Mishum Tchilasa.
And we're nervous that no one's going to do it.
Right.
So what about Mila? Would that not apply? I have to leave my expensive knife
right. No one said that. You're right. There is a mechanic. There is a halachic mechanic. Gemara Beitz and Daf Yud Aleph. Eti Rusofon Mishum Tchilasan. But I'm not aware of anybody that... I'm not aware of anybody that... Right.
It's because no one would do it if they couldn't get home.
Given to a Makor
of Kikor could be
a Mati, yeah.
I was just wondering the practical reality of this post-Mila, meaning...
Well, what does it mean? What are we talking about? Bottom line? Right. Well, what's the Shaila? The Shaila is as follows. The Shaila is, does the Moel have to, in the moment after he finishes the Mila, hold onto the Mila knife and make sure that he drops it at the earliest moment in a place that's safe and just drop it? Or is he allowed to continue to be metaltel just like all other items that he began with heter? Yeah.
Why for the gra is the case of the shofar not the loss of the heter? The shofar was carried on Erev Shabbos.
Right. So I think it was because of efsher b'derech acheres.
Oh.
That's another form of. The only time it's considered heter was lo efshar b'derech acheres. So let's take a look at the Ramah, Siv Dalit. So the Ramah says, "Utfilin ain l'taltalin kiyim l'tzarech." You could only be metaltal tefillin if you're being metaltal it l'tzarech. In other words, he's saying that we have the din, we treat the din of tefillin as a kli shemelachto l'heter. And it's mutter to move it, explains the Mishabur, and Sif Katan Chaf Dalid, Kadei Shalo Yigonvu, O Shalo Yiskakulu Bechama. So tefillin is considered klisha melachto leheter. Interestingly, that we have achronim that strongly disagree. Wow, we've had a lot of kulas already from the Ramah today. The great compromiser. Did I share with that term I've heard from Rav Willig? Did I share with you Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz's ha'ara about the great compromiser and the gra? So we're coming off the heels of this gra. Rav Berkowitz was meir that, of course, the Ramah is the great compromiser in the sense that he deals with all the different minhagim and all the different shitas and Ashkenaz, and he finds a derech hazav. And the gra style is very quite different. The gra was Yikov Adin Sahar. You go back to the original sources, Yikov Adin Sahar. It's less the bechina. I'm oversimplifying, of course. Of course, the Ramah is full of emes and the Gra is full of shalom. But they're in the style of psak. The Ramah is more of this the creating shalom in the different shitas and Ashkenaz, and the Gra is the bechina of emes. So Rav Berkowitz pointed out that what's fascinating that even in Vilna, the Gra's shitas were not entirely followed. The first and only place in the world where the Gra's shitas were mikubal al halachas in Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh. And so there's that in Chutz La'aretz there's a bechina that there needs to be, that there's this a reality of Chutz La'aretz and Golus and accommodating the realities of Golus. So there's one place, Ki Mitzian Teitzei Sarah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, that there's one place where this midah Yikov Adina Sahar. Again, how you use that yisod, Halacha L'maisa is entirely different, as obviously is way beyond us. But that idea, I found that very inspiring. Okay, so the Magen Avram in Sif Yud Aleph disagrees. He says, Mashma the tefillin afilu shelo tzarach gufo klal shari tatlo el de lo havik kisei kodesh shari tatlo shelo tzarach klal avol tefillin shari v'loy havik klishim lachtolisa b'shabbes. So the Gra point, the Magen Avraham points out, but wait a second. The Gemara tells us that we're not supposed to wear tefillin. The Gemara Menachos says that we're not supposed to wear tefillin because Shabbos is an os, and we don't need another os. So the Magen Avraham claims that no, that tefillin is a kli shemelachto leiser. So this comes out a big nafkamina lahalacha. Big nafkamina lahalacha. There are many times that tefillin are lying around that it's not necessarily the tzorach mekoma. It's inconvenient that the tefillin are there. Are you allowed to move it? So bottom line goes as follows. L'kulei alma, if this is the chair you want to sit in and you don't have any other chair, remember, we learned that the only time you have the heter of klishim lachtolis l'tzorach mekoma is if you don't have another chair. But if you have just as easily another chair, so then in such a case you wouldn't have the heter. So, are you allowed to move the tefillin only if it's real tzarach mekomo, or to protect the tefillin, or shemi yiganev? Are you allowed to move the tefillin, or for any other convenience, are you allowed to move the tefillin? So, this will come out to be a big nafkamina between the Ramah and what the Magen Avraham suggests. Where does the Magen Avraham get this idea that tefillin is mamish a klishim lachto l'isser? So, at the base Yosef in Simon Lamed Aleph quotes a Zohar. He refers to it as a medrash hanelam l'shir ashirim, which is interesting. If any scholars out there would be interested, when is it, because it's referred to as a Zohar Chadash? Is it the Zohar Chadash that he refers to a medrash hanelam? He doesn't even say it's a Zohar. He calls it Medrash HaNe'elam L'Shir HaShirim, and it's a Zohar HaChadash. It's not the regular Zohar. And the Zohar clearly says that there is an Isser to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Now, the Kadmonim point out that the Pashtus is that the Gemara wasn't saying that there's an Isser to wear. The Gemara just said that there's no Chiyuv to wear. So what happens if a person wears tefillin with Kavana Shelo Latzeis? And we have Gemaras that are like this. The Gemara describes that in Kol Kisve, a person allowed to wear a certain amount of tefillin out to save it from a fire, and so on and so forth. So the Pashtus from the Nigla is not this way. The Pashtus from Nigla is that there's no Isser to wear tefillin. The only Isser would be if you're Mechavin, then you would have an Isser of Bal Tosef. But outside of that, tefillin is not Usser. But the Zohar clearly says not that way. The Zohar says that it's an Isser to put on tefillin when you have the os of Shabbos. And interestingly, the Beis Yosef concludes, "Umeachar shebitalmuda didan lo nisbar din ze beferish." Since our Gemara doesn't say this beferish, in other words, maybe the Gemara in Kol Kisve and so on is talking about where you're saving the tefillin, then it will be different, but in general, miyarev liba l'geshes lavor b'kumasei al divrei Rashbi. This is the Thursday before Lag BaOmer. Again, let's use those words. Repeat those words. Miyarev liba l'geshes lavor b'kumasei al divrei Reb Shimon Bar Yochai hamaflig kol kach b'iser. Since Reb Shimon Bar Yochai spoke about how profound the iser is, so if there's a beferish gemara, this is a makar that if you have a gemara against the zayar, that you follow the gemara. Interestingly, the Gra does not do what he characteristically does. Usually the Gra tries to be miyashev when you have a stira between Nigla and Nister. Over here, the Gra comes out in Simin Lamed Aleph, not when I say here, not in Simin Shin Ches, but in Simin Lamed Aleph, the Gra comes out clearly like those who say that on Shabbos you're allowed to wear shalok with kavana shalok latzeis. And I'm not sure why, because generally the Gra's derech is, unless the Gra thought there was no yishuv, it's well known that the Gra does his best to be miyashiv what apparent stiris between Gemara and Zohar. Some of the Talmidim were giving me a few examples. One example is the Zohar that says that Shabbos is supposed to have 12 chalas, so the Gra suggests to cut the 2 chalas into 4. 3 times 4 is 12, and he suggests to be miyashiv. We also had an Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. So the Rishonim bring out a problem. How could you can't eat bread after the Zman Isser? So there are different Eitzes that are given. One of the Eitzes that's given, Bali tells us, given in the beginning of Pesach, and the Eitzes to use Matzah Shira. But the Gra paskins against that. Why is the Gra paskin against that? Because the Gra says, there's a Zayar that says, an amazing Zayar. This is a real beautiful Shal Shudis Torah. Because the Zayar says that there's one Shal Shudis in the year, every once in a while that you have, which is such a high Madrega, that you don't even do Achila. Yeah, you do Torah. That's what the Zayar says. And that is Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. And that's where some quote the idea that instead of a Suda, you could also do the Reitara. The Zohar there is talking about that this Shabbos is so high that you don't even do Achila at all. So the Gra quotes this and he says, so he wouldn't suggest to follow the Bali Tosis to use Matzah Ashira because the Zohar says that one shouldn't eat. So therefore the Gra suggests to eat what most people do, to get up early and to have two meals before the Zman Isser Achilas Chametz. So the Gra at times will paskin. Over here, interestingly, if anybody sees anybody who discusses, I'd be curious, but the Gra paskins that one could follow the Kula. So what comes out is the Ber Halacha says, you have this in your booklet in Simen Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah and the Ber Halacha summarize this whole discussion. And the Ber Halacha concludes, Aval kein bevada yesh lahakel b'shas hadchak. So if it's b'shas hadchak, the tefillin are going to chas v'chalil get damaged, or any other type of shas hadchak. Shas hadchak, it'll be uncomfortable to give yourself and one of your guests a very uncomfortable cheer, and the tefillin is sitting on a comfortable cheer. It would seem to me that you could move it. There's someone who comes into shul, and you forgot to move the tefillin. A good example, a visiting rav comes to shul, and the rav's seat is the regular rav's tefillin sitting over there. And so in such a case, that would be a shas hadchak, that you'd be able to move the tefillin. Yeah?
We mentioned that Rav Moshe holds that, we said over, basically that if it, just because it's not covered Shabbos doesn't mean it's Sarach Makoma.
Right.
If it's not Shabbos dick, like just chilling around on the table and you know you want to use the table, whatever.
Right.
Is that enough of a Shabbos crack meeting?
That would be totally in that machlokas. Ramosha Lechura would answer.
No, but
Ramosha Lechura, yeah, play lower.
Right. That you need to have to have
Sarach
Makoma.
Right.
But over here you can be Mekel because according to a lot of the Rishon post given, it's Mishmach Lehetzer.
Yeah, I would rephrase it. I would rephrase it. Is it a Shas Hadchak or not?
Right. Meaning.
But Rav Moshe would say you could follow the Chafetz Chaim that, but it would have to be a Shas Hadchak. But the Heter. But in terms of using Dine Mutsa as a Tzarech Mekomo, I think Rav Moshe would say
no. Is not covered Shabbos considered a Shas Hadchak? That was my question.
Right. So I think it depends. It depends. In other words, if you're having a family over that you'd be very it would make them uncomfortable, you would be uncomfortable, then that would be yes, then that would be v'shas hadchak. It would seem to me that would qualify. But it's a different, I think it's a slightly different hetter. Okay. Now we begin the siyata d'shmaya, the halachos in regards to the hagdara of a kli. Seif involve zayin ches, etc. The mechaber says as follows, kol hakerim shenishbru afilu b'shavus mutul etaltel shivreim uvad shiyuruim l'shum alacha. So if a kli breaks, it doesn't make it necessarily muktzah. Why? As long as it's used for some type of malacha, it's going to be that it's able. You're able to use it for some type of malacha. In such a case, it's going to be mutter. Kegoin shivrei areva l'chasus ba'chavus v'shivrei zchuchus l'chasus ba'piapach alum ein ruuyim l'shum alacha loy. If it's not roi for any malacha, then you're going to be stuck. Says the Ramah, "Nishbru v'makom shiach cholim lahazik." But if it broke in a place that could cause damage, this halacha needs to be better known, and that is dine muktza do not apply for in any form or any concern of significant hezik kigon zechucha shenishbar l'shulchan v'makom shaholchin. Here it sounds like we're talking about bodily injury, right? There's no heter mechamel itself. So the heter over here is that if someone, Chazal didn't make the gzera in chshash of any type of hezek, so muto taut l'ashvarim k'dei l'fanoso shlo yusku behem, sometimes people, are mahasis. They're not sure what to do when something breaks. If a glass breaks or so on, there's absolutely no problem to clean it up in the normal way. That would definitely qualify as something that would have a chash of hesek. Another example of that. So first of all, in Biyitzchak Yikari, I don't know if I photocopied this for you. I don't think so, but. My Rabbi Rav Nevinzal, Dibur Maskel B'Makom, says V'chein Mutar Lavar Al Shari Surei Rabbanim. He says this is not a special halacha in regards to mutza. It applies to all Isurei D'Rabbanan. All Isurei D'Rabbanan on Shabbos are Mutar B'Makom Hezek. But he adds it has to be Shchicha Hezeka. So it has to be that it's common for people to be damaged by it. So definitely a glass that breaks qualifies. Then he adds that Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal extended this din in a case of electric wire, that if there was electric wire that had gone down, had fallen. Once upon a time, these things, I don't know if anybody's ever seen electric wire, public wire on the ground, but it was used to be much more common once upon a time. The Reb Shlomo Zalman said that if there's electric wire that's fallen down, you're allowed to call the electric company to fix it. Now, what was the chiddush? The chura, that's pashut. That's this halacha. But here's the knech. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, you don't need to stand there the entire Shabbos and make sure that no one gets hurt. That would be already, that this heter would go so far that even though it's possible to have someone stand there the whole Shabbos, he felt that should still be included in Makom Hezek. Why? Because the same could apply. Shlomo Zalman's story is very simple. He could have stood by the whole muktzah, the whole Shabbos too, the broken glass as well. So if the Ramah didn't say that you have to stand by the broken glass, so too you don't have to stand by that electric wire, and therefore electric company or whoever would be the best place to call should be called. Okay. That's a very straightforward and basic halacha. Yes?
What about spiritual danger?
Spiritual danger.
For example, like pregnant women, fingernails on the floor.
That's interesting.
Let's say they came up, they found them on the floor, whatever. So you're kind of like,
that's interesting. No need to think about it. It's a nice shiloh. Nice shiloh. Yes, Adi.
A large stick, shoveling your sidewalks. Those are things that legally you could be responsible for. You could be responsible for them because you could call them
right.
On the property.
Right. That's also a fantastic question. So the question is whether it's really shchicha zeika. You're right that if it really depends on the situation. I hear the point. It's a very, very interesting point. The problem, of course, is that I grew up in New York and Brooklyn before. When everybody followed Rav Moshe, there was almost no one was going to put up an Erev. So there you have the Shaila of a Daraisa. But in places where there is an Erev, I hear very much what you're saying. There we're talking about a Darabanan, and I think you're right. I think in certain instances it will really, really be a Shchia Chezeka, and that's a fascinating heter. Yashikach, I hear that. It would seem that Shchir Chazeka, we just have to make sure there aren't any other Isuri Daraisa. So Mavir Dalet Amos, you have to take care of it. It has to be in a place with an Erev. If it's a place with an Erev, then at first glance it seems to be a very good point. I never thought of that. Unless certainly didn't think about the...
Unless the street is flat.
What's that?
Unless the street is flat.
Right, but usually most people in front of their houses have a walkway. It really depends on the type of snow.
If someone can avoid it, then it's not an issue.
If someone would get hezek, so then in such a case it's mutter. In other words, if
they get hezek, if they would walk in the snow,
right. Most, but
no
most
one's walking in the snow.
Oh, no one's walking. It's a different story. I'm talking, in Achnami, right? In suburbia and so on.
Ice is more likely.
Correct. That was what my next point was. Actually, a heavy snowfall is probably less dangerous than one that's icy. Yeah.
I'm just confused why. I mean, obviously in Brooklyn it might be different, but in places with that meter, it might only be a car mess anyway.
Correct. I was talking about where Moshe said that. Right. Those are, there are certain places. Brooklyn, because of Moshe Feinstein, Chicago, Rabaron Soloveitchik, there are a few places that everybody followed, that it was It was a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. Yeah. Tov. So in Siv Zayin, we have the Mechaber. Mechaber says, Chatichas Chereshin Nishbara B'chol Mikli Uru'i L'chassas Ba Kli Mutal L'talpul Afil B'makum She'en Kein L'mitzuyim Shem L'chassas Ba. If you have shard that broke, so then if it's roi to be used to cover it, then it's mutter. V'imzarka la'ashpa, but if it was thrown in the garbage, m'b'od yom, also l'talta l'kimu shebatal miyos kli. So here, we're going to have a lot of different levels in regards to the broken kelim. Number one, we learn that the halacha is that if it was thrown in the garbage, so then, in such a case, even though it was roi to be a kli, the bailim have the ability to define whether it's a kli or not. Okay? So, the rule number one...
I didn't count this out. Maybe this will be... I never count this out. We'll do this for the first time together. We're going to see how many different rules we have over here. There are quite a few. So rule number one is, if it's roi l'kli... Here we're talking, when we talk about Shivrei Kalim. So rule number one, when it comes to Shivrei Kalim, if it's Ra'ui L'Kli, it's Eina Mutza. But we're going to have a caveat, which is going to be rule number two. Rule number two is Im Zarak L'Ashba, so then it is Mutza. So here we have an interesting lumbus. What we have is you have something, this Ra'ui L'Kli, this that was Ra'ui L'Kli, if you do a Maisa to show that you don't want it as a Kli, so then in such a case, it's going to be Motza. Now, if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, we have rule number three. Each rule is going to qualify the next. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says as follows. No, I'll put that up shortly. Let's continue on first with the Rama. Says Rama, Vafilu chazil ani, even if it's ra'ui for ani, ho'el v'iktsu ha'bailim. Since the bailim don't want it, they threw it in, afal pi shehem ashirim. Since it belongs to the wealthy people, and the wealthy people don't want it. Did muksala ashir have a muksala ani? So here we have that not only is it muksa for the bailim, but it is also muksa for the ani. Says the Ber Halacha, not the Mishnah Berurah, the Ber Halacha, la'ashpa, nirid la'ashpa lavdafka, duhu adinim zarka mi pesach besal urchava. It doesn't matter where you throw it, as long as you get rid of it. That's going to be enough to be considered mukta. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Beis and Lamed Gimel, Shnishba B'chol, V'hu'adin Shnishba B'Shabbos, Al Denak L'Mechol B'Shem D'Seifa, D'Davka L'Ashma B'od Yom, D'Imzarka B'Shabbos, Shari L'Talkala. So here we have, that's the Mishnah Berurah number three. He says, Dafka im zarak lifnei Shabbos. And when do we say that? It's motza. Avol im zarak b'Shabbos eino motza. Okay. So each rule is going to build on the next. From the Ramah, we have rule number four. This is going to take us into a new domain. In the Rama we now have, the Rama says, Umuktza lebalabayis, muktza la'ani. Once it's muktza for the balabayis, then it's also going to be muktza for the ani. So far, four rules.
The mechaber continues. V'dafka chatif hascheres mishum daasim mishum kli avodav shem boshayches kli kigon sroros o avonim afal pishu in lechasvem kli asul etalklam. So the mechaber adds that if something was never a kli, then of course it's going to be muktzah. V'chol dover shein a kli klal asul etalklam fil tzarich gufo koshken tzarich mekoma. Continues the mechaber and he says kol akelim nitalim b'shabbes tososem shen sparkulim nitalim bein nisparkul b'chol bein nisparkul b'shabbes. If the kli you're able to be metalto, so if the door falls off and the door is usable, so then in such a case you're allowed to be metalto that as well. And then the mechaber gives in Seifim Tes Yud and Yud Aleph gives examples of that. Ayin Shem, they're all straightforward examples. Sif Yud Beis, we're going to be adding to these rules. Shiyare Machzelos. If you have leftover machzelos were like mats. Mutter, but here you have not a full mat, you have a piece of a mat. So mutter l'talplam, why? D'chazu l'chasas b'tnufa. You're able to use it to cover something. Vim zarkan l'ashma b'bod yom asa l'talplam. But if it's been thrown in the garbage, so then it's also to be metalto. So the mechaber in Sif Yud Beis repeats rule number 2, that if it's mzarek la'ashpa, then in such a case it's going to be mukza. Now, here we get quite nuanced. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkata Nun Beis, the yesh bazek tzas chashivus, let's continue on. Shiarei, no, let's do even the Mishnah Berurah 4. Nun Aleph, vimzarkon la'ashpa, de batla mios od kli, it's batla to be a kli. Rule number 5. Rule number 5 is that kli shalem afilu zarek la'ashpa ain't a mukta. So this is something that people are not aware of. The only time the halacha is that the maisa is going to turn it into muktza is when it's something that had broken. But if it's a kli shalem, so then even if it's thrown into the garbage, in such a case it's not muktza. So what would be an example of that? Every once in a while, my son has been collecting bikes that have been thrown into the garbage. He and his friends are refurbishing bikes. So if there's a bike that the Bailim had thrown out, it doesn't need really refurbishing, but they're just people who discard their bikes. So then in such a case, he'd be allowed to take it out, even if the Bailim were Maksa. Okay, that's rule number 5. Yud Gimel, there was a hand before. Shiyare Matlonios, Shebalu. If you have the leftovers of Matlonios, those are also type of rags, if it's 3x3 atzpos, you're allowed to be metalto. So here the Mishnah Berurah points out that these are anything that's a rag that's 3x3 finger breadths in Meseches Kelim is considered a kli for an ani because it's chazi la'ani. Ani is going to use it. When it comes to an ashir, so then he will only use it if it's 3x3 tvachim. So says the Mishnah Berurah, the yesh bazek sas chashivus techazin la'aniyim. Va'ayin ba'achronim shekosvu de la'ashirim osa l'taltalam. But when it comes to ashirim, they're not allowed to be metaltal. Okay. So rule number 6 is, and rule number 6 actually we're going to put up on this side, because there are going to be a lot of qualifications in this rule. So. Mutter la'ani, and that is gimel etzpaos. Gimel aleph, when it's referred to in the postim, is by us is gimel etzpaos. Mutter la'ani is still aser la'ashir. It's going to be Asr for the usher. Now the question is, does that apply in all cases, or does that apply in only some cases. And here, you have to take a look at the end of Simin Shin Ches. I would have preferred that the Mechaber had say put Sifnud Beis all the way after Yud Gimel, but the Mechaber had his reason. The Mechaber writes in Sifnud Beis, Muktzah la'ashirim have muktzah, va'afilu aniyim ein metaltalun. Whatever is muktzah for ashirim is muktzah, and even an ani can't be metaltalun. So at first glance, this seems to contradict what we had in Sif Yud Gimel, that the Mishnah Berurah had said that for Ashirim it's usher to be metaltal, but for Aniyim, they can. So what exactly are the Tziurim that we're talking about when we say Muktzah l'Ashirim have a Muktzah l'Aniyim? Yet we learned that when it comes to something that's Gimel Atzpa'os, an Ani can be metaltal, even though an Ashir can't. So here, we need to put together a few Mishnah Berurahs and add some more rules to the board. No one said Maseches Kelim is easy. Okay, so let's take a look. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Kuf, and I'm going to hold off on the questions for a while so that we could get all the rules on the board and then we'll discuss. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Kuf Ayin Emetaltalin Shekvar Huktza Midaito Shel Balabayis HaOsher Ve'Ein Chiluk Bein Aniyim Shebebeiso Bein Aniyim Shechutz Lebeiso. Dazlina basar mishu ba'alav. Ah, when we said that when Gimel Atzpa'os, it's mutter la'ani va'aser la'ashir, that's only im habalabayis ashir Gimel Atzpa'os asur. Aval im habalabayis ani gimel etzbos mutter gam la'ashir. So this rule that we have is only going to be that we just learned that there's a chiluk between the balabayis and the ani just means if you're defining the balabayis. So when you have a balabayis that is an ashir, so then it goes with gimel tvachim. If the balabayis ashir throws it into the ashpa, so then in such a case it's going to be muksa because he threw it into the ashpa, if it's shivrei kelim. But if we're talking about gimel atzpos, according to the first position in the Mishnah Berurah, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter if it's gimel etzpos, it's going to be even mutter for the ashir. Comes along the Chazon Ish in mem gimel chaf, and there he adds that he summarizes some of these halachas, and he says shiare begadim yesh behen gimel etzpos vehein shel ashirin shehein tahor l'das tosus o shezarkon balabayis la'ashpa shehein tahorin. Afladas arrived. Im lakhan ani me ashba hein mutar netzel betiltel. To call beged betchila bebeis ani shur begimel etzpos the mutal etaltel. The lo dami l'shivrei kelim shezarkam ashba da fil chazul lakhan huatzman hein asurin. The havik eshar tzroros says the Chazon Ish. Im zorak balabayis kli la'ashpa mutter la'ani. Why? Because when did we say that the halacha is that when the balabayis throws in the ashpa becomes asur? That was a kli that was broken. That was a kli that was broken. A bicycle that was broken. But if we're talking about a kli shalem, what did we learn? The halacha is that it's mutter. So what happens when you have a rag?
So a rag was always a rag for the ani up until Gimel Atzbos. So even if the Baal HaBayis throws into the Ashpa something that is less than Gimel Tfachim, for the ani, it's still a kli. So then in such a case, the ani will be able to chap that kli. That's not going to be muksa for him. There is a dissenting view. The dissenting view, and maybe we should have started this way, but I didn't because I wanted to put a list of klalim on the board. The dissenting view starts with Tesis on Kuf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Tesis on Kuf Chav Zayin Amid Beis introduces our sugya very, very well. So if for whatever reason you got confused about something, Tosis might help you very much. Take a look at Tesis, the Ramaskal Kivan, the Chazion Lo Koyin Shakir Dami. Tesis says as follows. Tesis says that if you have Truma, the Gemara tells us that since it's Chazi Le Koyin, so then in such a case, it's not Muktzah. Right? Tevel is Muktzah. Truma is not Muktzah. Why is Truma not Muktzah? It's not Shayach to you. You and I who are Yisraelim. So Taisus says the following: Af agav da amar b'shili kira the big day amirim la shirim loy. That's the source of our halachos on mem zayin that says that if you have a beged that's miyuad la niim, then ashirim can't use it. What does that mean? That means it's gimel etzbos. What does it mean up until now? What does that mean? That means that if you're an ashir gimel etzbos, you can't be metaltel. And if you're an ani, you can be metalto. So says Tosas, Hachal kula al machazia el yisura de revi alayu. So here we have another example of yisura de revi alayu. 3 points there for someone who remembers where we had it. Do we have more than once? Yisura de revi alayu previously, and Tosas says that since it's not inherently muktzah, the fruit there's nothing inherently muktzah about it. It's just that it's truma that's now aser for a zar to eat, so that's not called muktzah. Then Tosis asks Akasha. Tosis asks on the first narrow line, V'hada amar b'kola kelim, shiore pruzmiyos, she'ema en gimel al gimel, ein metaltlenosam, a pruzmiyah is an apron. That if you have an apron that doesn't have gimel al gimel, you can't be metaltel. Mashma hayesh bahem shalosh al shalosh metaltlen. But it sounds like that if you have gimel al gimel, you're allowed to be metaltel. Mashma that everybody can be metaltel. Says Taisus, no, Hainul Aniyim. It's only Aniyim who are able to Tautel if it's less than Gimel Tvachon or Gimel Tachon. Inami afilu la Shirim bebeis Aniyim. Or else, says Taisus, if you're talking about Ashirim who are in an Ani's house, so Ashirim in an Ani's house are going to be mutter to be Metautel. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz says that this rule that we had, that what's mutter la'ani, if it's gimel atzbos, it's asr la'ashir, he says it's only asr la'ashir if the asher is not in the ani's house. But if the asher is in the ani's house, then the halacha is that he's nigrar after the ani. That's the position of the Taz. Let's see it in the Taz himself, one in a couple of lines. It's a pretty long Taz, but we'll just explicate the part that's most relevant. The Taz, all the way at the end of Simin Shinches and Sif Katan Chaf Hei, he quotes the Tosos, and he points out that the Pashup Shad of Tosos, about halfway through the Taz, Sif Katan Chaf Hei, Bazet Tolui Bebeso, Dainu Shashirim Shebechutz Hu Zem Muktzalan. This that we learned that Muktza, what's Muktza La Shirim, is not necessarily asr to the ani. And what's mutter to the ani isn't necessarily asr to the asher, like we learned in rule number 8 that we had in the Mishnah Brura, that we says is only if the asher is bachutz. Da ein roi lehem, el she'asher zeh she'dar b'ba'as ha'ani, who gets low, davar roi. He says if the asher is in the ani's house, and then it will be mutter. By the way, the Taz then goes on and says something very strange. The Taz says, but it's not normal for an ani to be in the house of an ashir. And he says, and therefore, it doesn't apply in the other direction. You take a look at Taz, which is a sad commentary of, in other words, aniim are less invited in the house of an ashir than the ashir is invited in the house of the ani. That's a fascinating, it's really a Musar Shmuz, that
that Taz. But we'll leave that for now. What the Taz, though, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Kufayim, he points out that this that we put up as rule number 8, which was the yishuv of the stira between Sif Nun Beis and Sif Yud Gimel, that yishuv to the stira is not the position of the Taz. So again, so in rule number 8, we had seen that when we say Muktza Ashirim Havin Muktza Fafil Anim Eim Etaltlam, we said that's when the Ashirim own it. When the Ashirim own it, so then in such a case it's Muktza for them, and also Muktza for the Ani. And when we learned that the Halacha is that they're separate, that's when one of them doesn't own it. So, in other words, when we said, what I mean by that, when one of them doesn't own it, that we said that the Halacha is that if it's Gimel Etzbos, it's Muktza automatically, it's Muktza for the Asher, but not Muktza for the Ani. That was a case in which, when the Ani owns it, so then in such a case, it's not Muktza for him, but it's Muktza for the Asher. But if the Asher owns something that's Gimel Etzbos, it's Asher for him, and it's Asher for the Ani. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? We'll just summarize in Kufayim. Shekvar huktza midaito shel bal habayis ha'asher. Ve'ein chiluk ben aniyim shebebeis ve'ein aniyim shebechutz. Does linen baser mishu bal aval? That's what we said in rule number 8. You go after the bailam. However, and he continues, v'hod isa le'il b'sif yu gimel dem yesh ben gimel al gimel moto atalton. Hainu davke shem shalani. If it's gimel atzpos, gimel atzpos, the halacha is that the ani is allowed to be metaltal and the asher is allowed to be metaltal because the ani owns it, and if the ani owns it, so then in such a case, you go after the bala bayis. Then he says, v'ayim b'taz, the taz disagrees, the davka kisha asher dar b'beis ha'ani, shazu nigra achrav. It's only if the asher is in the house of the ani. Avlam asher da alma asla taltal kivan shebekal makom eino roilo. So we have the machlokis. The machlokis goes as follows: the position, which is probably the Magen Avram, and the first day of the Mishnah Berurah, is that the halacha is that it always follows the Baal HaBayis. The Baal HaBayis is always going to be koveya. If it's ra'ui for the Baal HaBayis, it's going to be ra'ui for everybody else. However, when it comes to the Taz's position is not this way. The Taz holds that no, if it's ra'ui for the Baal HaBayis, lav dafka, is it going to be muktza, lav dafka, is it going to be mutter for the other person. The only time the usher is allowed to be metaltal gimel etzbos is if the usher is the base ha'ani. The usher is the base ha'ani, so then in such a case, we have that halacha. So let's put that on the board. So we have number 7, and the Taz disagrees with number 7. So they will just put that in number 7. Where did I put the other colors? Okay. Taz Chole. And the Taz holds Mutter La'ani Aser La'ashir. And the one exception is going to be if he's in the Baal HaBayis' house. In the usher is in the ani's house. If the usher is going to be in the ani's house, just a second. I just want to try to make this a little bit clearer. Taz is cholik on rule number 7. Yes?
Could I just explain the relationship between Chavnish and the Mishnah Berurah's Mishnah? Is he being cholik? Is he just...
No, it's not. Just clarifying. As far as I don't know that it's machlok between Chavnish and Mishnah. Yeah, sure. The Chavnish comes along and he says that the Baal HaBayis throws a kli shalim, into an ashba. So that we learned already in the Mishnah Berurah that if it's a kli shalim, then it's going to be mutter. Okay, the fact that it says the Chazon Ish that this halacha of Zark, it's good that you asked me. I should add one more sentence. He says this halacha of Zark Baal HaBayis Kli La'ashla is Mutter La'ani. So the same would apply if it's Gimel Etzbos.
If it's gimel bet spos, then it's also going to be mutter.
It will no longer.
Let me just add that. In Zarak, gimel bet spos, then it's also mutter.
But it won't be mutter to the Baal Abayis. It's the Asher. Once he put it into the Ashbos, as a whole clean, it's mutter to the Ani, but it's mutter to the Asher.
Right.
And then,
but if he zorek something that's gimel et spos, so then even though for him it was aser, even if he didn't throw it into the ashba. So then it's automatically mutzer. Right. But I would have thought that the halacha is that it's muktzah if it's gimel et spos for the ashir, and it's mutter to the ani. But what if the Baal HaBayis threw the gimel et spos? He threw it into the garbage. So then I would have thought it should have a din of shivrei kelim, and therefore be aser. Kamash malon, no. We'll apply this lemaisa shortly. Yes, Adi.
I'm trying to conceptualize at least this part
yes.
of the Mahloka,
yes.
And within certain parameters, meaning it has to be at least 3x3 in order to qualify as a kli for an ani, and it has to be, meaning if, even if it's from the ashba, then if it's a full kli, then it doesn't matter which dumpster it goes into, it's still not mucked up. Okay, but within those parameters, between 3x3 and being a full kli, I'm trying to get to what the essence of the...
What's an akudas hamachlokas?
Yes. It sounds like they're saying the same thing in the sense that they both emphasize the das of the Baal HaBayis.
Right.
The difference is, on one side, the das of the Baal HaBayis determines the status for everyone, versus the das of the Baal HaBayis being just for those in the bayis.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. The question then becomes.
I was thinking that maybe you could say that if it's the Magen Avraham and the Taz, that everyone follows the das of the Baal HaBayis, meaning that would be allowed for everyone, then maybe it affects the hefta in a sense. I don't know if this is oversimplifying, as opposed to the Taz, where if it's voting for the bayis, then maybe those in the house who had that status, it's like a gavra kind of thing. The hefta, by definition, if it leaves that bayis, can still be looked at for other people. But those in the house who have that status, based on those gavras, then that would be all. According to the Magen Avraham, it sounds like whoever owns this on the Ons of Shabbos determines the status of this thing, regardless of where it goes from them on Shabbos.
Right, he defines the status of the chayfetz.
Right, as opposed Correct. To the taz.
And therefore, haktsa is that haktsa that the Baal HaBayis does in the chayfetz. Correct.
Right. As long as at the onset it fits those parameters of being ordered right. 3x3, then wherever that goes, wherever's possession that goes into, then it's still
right.
allowed on Shabbos.
But the taz, yes.
Where it's all based on the status of the people. I mean, the status of people in this house, even if it's an asher, as long as he's like lowering his standards and he's living in the Ani's house for this Shabbos,
right.
then for
right.
those people in that status, those kinds of people, then this would be allowed. But as soon as it moves that house, then what happens
about for everybody else who's outside of the house?
It's problematic. It
right. Why? Why?
I was classifying it in a general sense as some kind of gavra issue, in the sense that it depends on the status of the people.
So that's vague to me. That part of the svara is vague. Just to summarize what Adi and I were just discussing is the shita, the first shita of the Mishnah Brura. Is that when it comes to the status of the muktzah, is it depends on whether it's a kli for the Baal HaBayis. Once it's a kli for the Baal HaBayis, then it's a kli for everybody. The taz seems to be more complicated, because on one hand, he has a tosos that seems to say it goes with who's in the house. That's what tosos seemed to say, although it's possible to read tosos differently. And so then it becomes a mamana shach. If the Baal HaBayis is not always koveya for everybody outside of the house, so then, how is their muktzah nikva, and why is it that someone in the house is different? So Adi started saying something, and I prefer to continue in the base medrash, but I agree. It begs a svara, and I do agree that it becomes extremely fundamental. Let's jump to halacha lemaisa, and that is as follows. In terms of halacha lemaisa, do these rules apply? So Shevet Alevi and Simin Mem Sifkatan Beis. You have that in your booklet, says, Bizman Azeh, when it comes to the rags,
So these halachos don't really apply. So he says, because nowadays an ani doesn't use something even that's gimel, al gimel at spos, and therefore these many of these halachos are not going to apply today. However, when it comes to, there are instances where these yisodos come into play. For example, how do you look at kitnios on Pesach? Is kitnios on Pesach going to be muktzah for Ashkenazim? Right? For the Baal HaBayis is an Ashkenazi. Is a Sfardi allowed to be metaltel the kitnios? So these are examples of where you'll have an item that seems to be dependent on the different balabatim, and then the halacha is going to be different. Before I address that question, just one point, just want to emphasize here, Rabbosai, here we have a very interesting chiddush in Hilchos Muktzah. It gets back to your conceptualization, Adi, and that is that here we see that Muktzah doesn't follow the regular rules of Batla Daito Eitzel Kol Adam. We generally say Batla Daito Eitzel Kol Adam. We had that in Schita, we have that in other places. When it comes to Muktzah, it's the Baal HaBayis that's Koveya. Now, how far the Baal HaBayis is Koveya, that was the machlokus between the Magen Avraham and the Taz, how far the Baal HaBayis is Koveya. But here, the Baal HaBayis is Koveya. The rule of Batla Daito Eitzel Kol Adam doesn't apply. The Baal HaBayis is Koveya, it's going to be Koveya the Chayfetz. And if we were doing Chaburas in Muktzah, Lamdus on Muktzah, that would definitely say a lot about the Lamdus of how Muktzah works. In other words, it's different than general rules. In contrast to Schita is going to be dependent on the objective rules of whether this is called Schita or not. How do you decide whether it's Schita or not? Depends on what normally most people do. That's going to affect them. When it comes to Muktzah, all of these rules of Batla Daito in general don't apply. And then we have all these diunim, all these eight rules that we just put on the board are all a function of the fact that we don't say Batla Daito Eitzel Kol Adam. If we had said Batla Daito Eitzel Kol Adam, things would have been a lot easier today. But we don't, and that's why all of these diunim are really a function of that. Yes?
So it kind of makes sense because books is all about designation by the exactly. person using it.
Exactly. Nachon. In other words, it's a haktsah, and therefore the haktsah of the Baal HaBayis is going to be important. In contrast to the malacha, it's an objective malacha. If it's an objective malacha, then it's going to be different. Nachon. Yes, Yitz.
We saw one example where the Mishnah did use the lashon of the Batla Daito.
Yes.
What was that referring to? Why is that an exception?
So that was a very deceiving Mishnah Berurah. Let's go back. That was in Yud Beis, right? Yud Beis of your Gimel? So that's an excellent point. I remember that when first time I was learning it, I was also thrown off of by it. Mem Aleph? Nun Aleph. Yeah, that's what I thought. Im Zarko La Ashba. So we learned that Batul Mios Kliu, Machzela Shleima Fil Zarko Ashba Motu Batul Daito Yitzel Kol Adam. The one exception that we have, and when we do say Batul Daito, is if the Baal HaBayis is crazy, Al Pi Halacha. The Baal HaBayis is crazy, so then he doesn't count. What is Baal HaBayis that's crazy? The Baal HaBayis is crazy is the one who throws a working bike into the garbage. Now, we do this all the time. And the reason we do it all the time is because we live a totally different life than once upon a time people lived. So that would be an interesting question, whether, you know, how is the halacha going to change? But that's the only time that we say that Batla Daito is when the Baal HaBayis takes something that's a full kli and then throws it in the garbage.
Yes.
But in terms of but everything else comes back to that din. And then on the other end, those are the two polar extremes. Yitz. The other end, you'll have the Shevet Alevi who will say Batla Daito the Hainu Batla Hadas Shel Aniyim Hayom, that Aniyim don't have that das anymore. And so therefore, there will be times in which the basic halacha will not be, the original rules will not be followed because no one's knowing like that. So we will say batla daito on the ends, but where it is a chayfetz, but we're not sure if it's a chayfetz for one or if it's a chayfetz to the other, or it's a chayfetz for one and it's not for somebody else, then you don't follow the majority. But if we're talking about something that's a chayfetz for everybody, or if it's a chayvetz for nobody, so then we're going to say batla daito. Yes, Mati.
Just reading about the technical definitions of
Aniyash. Ani and Ashir are for our purposes just a relative term. All it means is someone who normally uses something with that's 3x3 finger breadths versus someone who would only use it by 3x3 tefachim. And the assumption was that there was a certain social strata that would throw it out after 3x3 tefachim, and there was another social strata that didn't. What exactly that was, 2,500 years ago, I don't know. But that was, Okay, so coming back to Shiloh Kitnius. So Kitnius also is not totally in this. If you take a look at the deer shoe, they explain why. Because of Yisur Revi Olayim. That's interesting. You want to tie because of Yisur Revi Olayim. So they say, V'chein kitnius bepesach, 180 in the deer shoe, Sidei hakaf ha-chayim, Shemut le-ben ashkan z'tavlon, Ho v'ru'uyas hein le-bnei svarat. So kaf ha-chayim cryptically says that because for svardim it's mutter, it's also mutter for Ashkenazim. So maybe that should be taught in the Baal Bayis. V'chein das rabal yash, v'chein das ha-chazunish, period. So the question is, does that make sense to us? So, particularly the Kaf HaChaim's formulation, if we were going to say that Isur Revi Olayim, what Eli wanted to say, then I hear, but that's not what he said. He says, since it's Ru'uyos Lebnei Svarad to eat. So I think the vort that he's saying is as follows. He's saying that our Shaila about Aniyim and Ashirim are talking about Aniyim and Ashirim that don't use it as a kli. It's not the pshat that it's not an ochel. Not only because Yisur Revi Olayim Eli. Let's say for the Baal Bayis, doesn't eat sugar, right? is the Baal Bayis, Ruvain who doesn't eat sugar, it's going to be usher for everybody else? No. Because sugar is not subject to muktzah. An ochel is not subject to mukta. The whole shaila that we have over here is only a shaila of something that's a kli for some people and not a kli for somebody else. But if it's an ochel, so then in such a case it's going to be mutter. The question becomes, what happens if you have an ochel that no one can eat, that's usher to everybody? So then what happens is, then it's not called an ochel anymore. But the way in which we look for a simon of whether it's called an ochel or not is whether there's somebody else who eats it. And even if the majority of people don't, but at the end of the day, if it's a fully fine ochel, it's going to be fine. Of course, the big hack this year, Yomo sent me the shaila, and the other rabbeim and grus astutely paskened right away. He sent me, what about the shaila about, what about matzah this past year on Shabbos? Right, there was mamish aser. So he said, Rav Miller and Rav Ben Arsha on the spot told him, no Shaila. Why? What's the answer? Because on Friday night, it was still Mutter. The only Isser, Medina de Gemara, only starts in the morning. So it's Bein HaShmashos, so it's Mutter. Right? Baruch Hashem, our Rebbeim are on the ball. It's not a Shaila at all, because Bein HaShmashos, it wasn't Muktzah. It is true that there are some people who don't eat matzah already from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What?
Usher, it's
minik. So you want a taina, maybe you should say Isura v'alayu, okay? That's what is along those lines? Not even Isura. Then that becomes a fascinating pilpul. Could minik create the fact that's not an ochel? By the way, the other heter is that it might be mutter for cholim, etc., etc. And if it's mutter for cholim, again, the same svara. Let's say most of the world stopped eating sugar. But there were some people who were still, even if 51% people didn't even, they added only, Splenda became so popular with all the synthetic sugars, most people didn't even eat sugar. But still, sugar is an ochel. It's not going to be a problem. So that's why I think that's what the Kaf HaChaim means. Because the Kaf HaChaim just means that it's mutter for Svardim as just, that's a kli for Svardim, and that would be difficult because we saw that you go bust of the Baal Bayis. Must be that the Kaf HaChaim, what he's saying is that it's a simon, that it's entirely a kli. And then it's like, coming back to what you had asked me about, then it's like throwing the bicycle into the garbage. It's like throwing the bicycle in the garbage. You throw the usher throws the bicycle into the garbage. Of course it's not going to be muksa. So the same thing for an Ashkenazi, if he's not going to eat the if he's not going to eat the matzah, even for Friday night, but still a full-fledged kli. A better example is kinyas. He says the same thing in regards to gebrachts, that the Chazon Ish says, even gebrachts for those who are knowing iser, they're allowed to be mitalto. And here he says, elisvara, that the Chazon Ish said, because of minig. That if it's because of minig, then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. Yes, Yehuda.
Rebbe seems to be saying it's something that's really specific to foods.
Right.
The way that, I'm not exactly sure how to even diet in a deer shoe, but...
Right. We have to look up the kafa chaim.
The deer shoe extends it to a bag with tzitzis.
They say the kafa chaim svara applies the same way? That's how they say it?
It seems like it's the same.
B'chein tal shnikru tzitzis, kosa b'shev relevi, shem was avishu yuhi la'ad ma'acher lev shav below tzitzis.
Is that a good?
No, I think it's fine. I don't think it's a passion.
Yeah, we looked at. I think Benny and I looked that up.
Yes.
I think it's because it's talking about tzitzis that you gave to someone else for within 30 days. They're not included in wearing tzitzis.
Right. 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 I don't think it. I don't think it's so. Sorry.
I'm saying. If I own tzitzis, the way it's phrased here, I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah. That's. Yehuda, you're too big of a lamdan for deer shoe. No, you can't be. You can't be medayik.
If I have a baguette,
deer shoe is good for the mara makomos.
See, if I have a four-part baguette without tzitzis, then I can't. I can't wear. It is muksa, right? Meaning, if it's in my house and I own it, then it is aser.
That's what I'll tzitzis anyways.
What?
That's what I'll tzitzis anyways. If it's yours,
I can carry it.
No, but it's in the Shevet Levi's paskening not like you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why does that make sense? Somebody else could wear it. What does that mean?
No, because you're allowed to lend it to him. You're allowed. You could give it to him, and he could wear.
Why wouldn't he use the same scar by a bag? I give it to an ani.
Okay. So that's a kasha. So the Shevet Levi's going to need to be masbir. And I think the answer. Well, that's a good question. Need to yesh la'ayin. They're probably good answers too, but again, I don't think it's a kasha on. I mean, it could be conceptually you're driving at something that they might ultimately be different, but I think that the svara that Kafa Chaim could stand. Yeah.
So we're comparing ochel to like the case of the bicycle where we said since it's shalim, even though the ball of ice, but the case of the bicycle is still usher the ball of ice, right? The ball of ice throws it away. It's even though it's shalim, it's usher to him. But not to other people. We're saying ochel even to the Ashkenaz guy, he can carry it.
That's true.
It seems like it's a
that is. No. It's butter to the Baal. It's even butter to the Baal Bais. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mizark la ashba with tail bios kli umatzel shlema filu zark la ashba mutter. The bottle daito etzel kaladim. It's mashma that it's mutter even for him himself. For him himself, it's going to be mutter. Okay, I intend to do more, but we had some good things that we digressed on. So, Mirza Hashem, on Monday, we'll pick up with Kelim Chad Pamim. We're really in the middle of a topic. We now need to start applying all these Dine Kelim to practical instances. So, Mirza Hashem, we'll pick up with that on Monday.